On 18th May 2010, an early morning bombing at a bank in Ottawa led to no injuries. When we think of terrorism, we usually associate it with events over there. Sometimes it hits much closer to home. For those who follow me, this may be getting a little old hat, but here it is anyway, again. My homeland, Canada, is relatively immune from terrorism. Note that I said relatively. It is not, of course, 100% free of this form of violence. As a former strategic analyst at the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS, I never had a day off in the sense that I would find myself twiddling my thumbs because there was, quote, nothing happening. There was always some wanker to follow up on, usually some loser posting brave jihadi posts. I was an Islamist terrorism specialist. From him, and it was usually a he, some other basement. We had to look into all this for the simple reason that we could never tell if this particular idiot was the real deal. Note, there will never be a foolproof tool to tease out the wannabes from the actual actors. Still, sometimes you come across an event that looks to be terrorism in nature, but leaves you scratching your head. One such incident took place on this day in 2010. 3 to 4 males were seen running from the scene of a firebombing at a branch of the Royal Bank in Ottawa's Tony Glebe district at 3:30 in the morning. In a statement issued an hour after the fire, self-styled anarchists said they targeted the financial institution because it was a sponsor of the Vancouver Olympics, which was held on stolen Indigenous land. They also vowed to take their protest to the G8 and G20 summits in Ontario later that summer. Note, in fact, there was anarchist violence, indeed, during both. Quote, this land was never legally ceded to colonial British Columbia. This hasn't stopped the government from assuming full ownership of the land and its resources for the benefit of its corporate masters and to the detriment of Aboriginal peoples, workers, and the poor of the province. Unquote. That was from the anarchists. Ottawa police made arrests a month later. In December 2010, a retired federal civil servant, Roger Clement, pleaded guilty to arson and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. He was a member of the so-called Fighting for Freedom Coalition, FFFC. Two accomplices had their charges stayed. Was this terrorism? In my books, yes, as it was clearly an act of serious violence perpetrated for political and/or ideological reasons. Was it effective? Not at all. The fact that it was carried out in the middle of the night and that no one was hurt speaks either to the terrorist's incompetence, cowardice, or a desire not to hurt anyone, or all the above. There was much about capitalism that warrants criticism. Opponents have every right to protest peacefully. No one has the right to build and chuck a firebomb, even at 3 a.m. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.